Why don't you? Never mind.
Uh-oh. Are you going to sing it?
No. I started to. But I'd have thought better of it because I didn't want to trash the equipment. I'll tell you, I went home last night and probably spent maybe two and a half hours playing guitar. My finger calluses are starting to return. And I'm really starting to get very appreciative of the music of Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's a whole lot of fun. It's very interesting. And those guys, or at least John Fogerty, for instance, really was having a good time putting some of that music together. Key changes, the whole nine yards, and the key changes are so smooth and so melodic that I find myself grabbing their music back up and going at it again.
Well, that's cool, Jerry. This week, my son, Jonathan, and I have been playing a lot of violin duets, but last night I took a break and finally finished my second attempt at that slipper crochet pattern, and this one is actually designed for a human foot.
My last
attempt is perfect for a deformed elephant foot. This one is, I think it's a size probably a 9 or a 10 in youth. So I'm going to see how well it fits on one of my offspring and then make a match. We're going to have a really fun show today, Jerry. After Hit and Run News, we have got Wesley Strachbein coming onto our show. And for those of you going, huh, who's that? Well, this just makes me grin from ear to ear because finally, the Reformed Christian world is colliding publicly with the subject of liberty. Wesley has established the website tsatyranny.com, fabulous website. And of course, at the top of it, there's a John Locke quote, where law ends, tyranny begins, be still my beating heart. I wish he'd said where natural law ends. And Wesley has been a managing editor for Vision Forum Ministries for a decade. Well, now he is putting together a force to be reckoned with in Austin, Texas, to defy the body scanners there and working with the likes of Texans for Accountable Government and the ACLU of Texas. So we're going to have him on. He comes on at 10:29. You guys are not going to want to miss that. 10:29 Central Time, by the way, today, to talk about his efforts and ways all of us here on RBN can get involved and help get the snowball rolling in terms of shutting down TSA and their atrocities. You know, a couple of funny things have come into my mind. I was emailing Ed Rivera, Jerry, because of this neat little tidbit I pulled off of historyisaweapon.com. And this, I referenced this quote yesterday, that when the governor of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, John Winthrop, created the excuse to take Indian land by declaring the area legally a vacuum, the Indians, he said, had not subdued the land, and therefore they had only a natural right to it, but not a civil right. And a natural right did not have legal standing. I had to email Ed about that because Ed kind of thinks along the same lines that I do. And as we discuss all these issues of natural rights and where did America go off on the wrong foot, I would say this was probably the point.
What else do you think was going on in his head insofar as differentiation between those two types of rights? And I say that because we're all the time clamoring that natural rights supersede civil rights.
Yeah, and he said, he didn't say one superseded the other, but he simply said natural right did not have legal standing.
Well, I still have problems with that, dear.
Don't agree with John Winthrop. I think he was absolutely, that's wickedness to assume that
natural. Evil! It's evil! That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Be not confused where my heart lies. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be back in a moment with Hit and Run News. Stay with us.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Protest demonstrations and their effectiveness. And I was telling Jenny as we wandered back into the program, that's twice I've done that today now, not paying attention to what's going on in front of me, that I would probably have to take at least one shoe off to make an accurate count of all the times that I've been to the state capitol for a protest demonstration, rally, or whatnot, just a gathering of like-minded folks on the steps of the state capitol for all practical purposes. And I can't recall that anything that we've ever been down there in support of or trying to get action taken on has ever come about. And I'm not
sure. Well, now, wait a second. Wait. You're not lumping in testifying in committees or in committee hearings.
No. I didn't say that. Okay.
You're just talking about the stand outside, everybody rant and rave into a mic and how utterly pointless that is.
Or bullhorn, your choice.
Yeah, that is. I agree. Those rallies. Well, you know what, Jerry? Now, wait a second. My Life and Liberty rally that I did in January 2008 on the opening day of the legislative session got a bunch of people down to the Capitol who'd never been there before and got them actually inside the building, pulling their legislators off the floors of the House and Senate, talking to them, and learning a little bit more about the lobby process. I hadn't yet established, of course, lobbyists for Life and Liberty at that point. That was later on. But I would say that was actually pretty effective. And it exposed a lot of the hypocrisy going on in the pro-life movement.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't totally agree with you, but I believe that 9 times out of 8.5, the get together and yell at the buildings is completely ineffective. And what
nine
gave,
times out of eight and a half?
I know, it's being funny. Laugh, Jerry. There's the chuckle I'm going for.
Yeah, you know, dear. You may have had a point insofar as the lobbyists for life and liberty and actually getting people inside the building, dragging them off the floor. In other words, being a colossal nuisance and really.
Yes.
And see what happened? Now, in order to get to gain that access, you got to pony up, what is it, $300?
Yeah.
To actually get a hold. Get a hold of the folks
the
that represent you. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, it is crazy. But here's the nice thing, Jerry. From all that government training, a couple of counties got very aggressive and focused on county government, and they replaced very key members of their county government and kind of took back control of their county through the process of going to the self-government training events. And the other nice thing is, they're becoming increasingly skeptical of their legislators and the honesty they're getting from their legislators. So it actually, it spawned quite a bit of ill feeling, which I'm always glad to do.
That was an eclectic buildup to hit and run news today, dear.
Yes. Do you want me to start or shall you?
I've got an interesting thing, maybe even a puzzle piece about the 9/11 story.
Ooh.
That I was hoping to lead off with today.
Yes, go.
Unless you've got something that you think trumps that, I'd like to go ahead and get started.
Mine is the anniversary of President Dwight D. Eisenhower's august speech in which he warned Americans the military-industrial complex. So I think mine will be a nice trailer after your 9/11 story.
It perhaps could be. There's a woman by the name of Susan Lindauer, at one time a United States State Department asset, who worked primarily in both the Libyan and Iraqi embassies. And she warned about the 9/11 attacks months before they actually occurred. Susan was eventually arrested and charged under the Patriot Act as an Iraqi agent. Essentially, the United States government turned its back on one of the most trusted assets and locked her in a Texas military prison. Susan revealed for the first time Iraq's immediate reaction to the 9/11 attacks and what they promised to do for the United States. This is explosive information that confirms some of our worst suspicions. Iraq, that's Saddam Hussein, for those of you that weren't paying attention, a nation that clearly had nothing to do with the attacks, offered help in the wake of 9/11 and in the 9/11 investigation. Her limited media exposure and Susan's book explains how and why 9/11 involved, she says, both hijackings and a controlled demolition. The scenario that she laid out shows both motive and opportunity. Iraqi diplomats actually challenged the United States as to why they had failed to stop the attack after multiple warnings had been given them. Iraq accused the United States of deliberately allowing its own citizens to die so that they could justify war on Baghdad. These new revelations, coupled with the evidence of controlled demolition, paint a quite eerie picture leading up to the 9/11 attacks, almost as if certain government officials refused to peruse known terrorists because they knew that if they were identified, their funding would lead back to government-sponsored black ops. That's what I just said, government-sponsored black ops. If you think that you would want to explore this a little bit further, the title of Susan's book is Extreme Prejudice, The Terrifying Story of the Patriot Act and the Cover-Ups of 9/11 and Iraq. Jenny?
Wow. I'm having a change of heart here. I want to do this Guantanamo story in the wake of that rather shocking story, Jerry. I hadn't found that one anywhere. What was the name of this woman again?
Susan Lindauer.
And what is her nationality?
She's an American.
Okay, and she was in a Texas military prison?
That's the information that I have, and she worked for the United States State Department in both the Libyan and Iraqi embassies.
Okay, where did you get this information?
You know, I didn't put a headline on this story. If you'd like, I'll do a little bit of research during the show today and come back to you and let you know where I got it.
Yeah, that would be good. And we need to post it on the Frenzied Freedom blog site. Okay. Frenziedfreedom.blogspot.com. Let's post that information up there. And I would also like to take a closer examine it. Can she be reached now? Is she out of prison?
I think she is. And apparently she's generated a book. That's typically not something that one would do from prison, because writing on all that toilet paper is sometimes difficult to do.
She's highly motivated. She would be a fun one to do an interview with. I think we need to pursue this story a little bit further.
Well, you know, dear, I'm a little bit jaundiced about any information that comes out about 9/11 that doesn't necessarily fit with all the empirical evidence that's already been accumulated. And in some instances, at least in this very small cameo of her information, I see some nagging details, and I don't want to say much more about it until I would have the opportunity to explore her information a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's definitely do the exploratory research and find out if this story holds water.
Okay.
All right. And on that note, in the U.S. Supreme Court refused Monday to review a lower court's dismissal of a case brought by four British former Guantanamo prisoners against former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. The detainees' lawyers charged Tuesday that the country's highest court evidently believes that torture and religious humiliation are permissible tools for a government to use. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. had ruled that government officials were immune from suit because at that time it was unclear whether abusing prisoners at Guantanamo was illegal. Channeling their predecessors in the George W. Bush administration, Obama Justice Department lawyers argued in this case that there is no constitutional right not to be tortured or otherwise abused in a U.S. prison abroad. The Obama administration had asked the court not to hear the case. By agreeing, the court let stand an earlier opinion by the D.C. Circuit Court, which found that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, a statute that applies by its terms to all persons, did not apply to detainees at Guantanamo, effectively ruling that the detainees are not persons at all for purposes of U.S. law. Kind of harkens back to the Dred Scott case of 1857, where it was ruled that because Dred Scott was not a person, he had no standing under the law to assert the freedom he should be experiencing. The lower court also dismissed the detainees' claims under the Alien Tort Statute and the Geneva Conventions, finding defendants immune on the basis that torture is a foreseeable consequence of the military's detention of suspected enemy combatants. And I've previously reported on the fact that over 800 of those that were detained in Guantanamo were never charged and were bought in mass quantities by other countries without trial, without evidence, without anything, as terror suspects in the aftermath of 9/11. So this really is a quite horrible situation that's turning out, Jerry, for the United States Supreme Court to bend to Obama, not hear the case, and the claims of the different court systems that these people are not persons, that suspected terrorists, torture is just, you know, something they're going to have to deal with. Finally, the circuit court found that even if torture and religious abuse were illegal, defendants were immune under the Constitution, but because they could not have reasonably known that detainees at Guantanamo had any constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we don't have constitutional rights. We have natural rights. They come from God. The Constitution simply restrains the government. See what a sticky wicket the terminology can present, this idea of constitutional rights. The opinion.
And you know, there's a. I'm sorry. Go ahead, dear. I didn't mean to walk on you.
The circuit court ruled that torture is a foreseeable consequence of the military's detention of suspected enemy combatants. Well, that opinion was written by Judge Karen Leacraft Henderson, appointed to the Federal Circuit Court by Ronald Reagan in 1986 and to the appeals court in 1990 by George H. W. Bush. The British detainees spent more than 2 years in Guantanamo and were repatriated to Britain in 2004 with no charges ever having been filed against
them. Cliff ahead, dear.
Oh, man. Well, I'll wrap this up when we get back. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. Once again, Jerry and I are having way too much fun on the breaks, and y'all are missing out. But I want to get back to the story, Jerry, about the British detainees who spent more than 2 years in Guantanamo and were repatriated to Britain in 2004 with no charges ever having been filed against them. Eric Lewis, lead attorney for the detainees, said, "It is an awful day for the rule of law and common decency when the Supreme Court lets stand such an inhumane decision. The final word on whether these men had a right not to be tortured or a right to practice their religion free from abuse is that they did not." And this is where the terminology constitutional right becomes the noose upon which we all hang ourselves. The Constitution does not give us our rights. They come from God. Natural law, natural rights, that is the ultimate authority. And the Constitution is a chain to bind the government. And clearly they're ignoring that binding.
Yeah, it's like they made it out of spaghetti.
Noodles. Noodles.
Well, I've got kind of a little tagline to tack onto that one, dear. There's a poll going around the internet asking you to go to this website and vote yes or no as to whether or not the Second Amendment to the Constitution gives you the right to keep and bear arms.
Oh, no!
Yes, and I've had that poll come to me from three separate individuals, and each time I write them back and I say, you know, I'm going to have to vote no.
Yes.
And very, very shortly, the message would come back, what do you mean, vote no? And then you explain it to them, and you tell them that even if you're, quite frankly, even if you wanted to take the agnostic point of view, the right to do whatever was necessary to defend one's life and property predates any document. And the Second Amendment was only put there to hedge or wall off that right from government infringement. That said, even things like, now that we're hearing this crap coming out of Washington, D.C. by the perpetrators in charge about passing further gun legislation, which sunsetting the assault weapons ban, even going all the way down to limiting the size of magazines for your weaponry to manageable things like five rounds or so. You know, all of that, all of those things are infringements on your right. And secondarily, the reason that it was put there is just about every one of those guys in those powdered wigs knew that the people of the country, because we're not supposed to have a standing army, needed to be as well armed as any army in the world. And you know, even though we are playing games with semantics, and we've got a standing army nowadays, it actually has become much more important for the people to be as well armed as they possibly can afford compared to any other standing army in the land. Hint, hint, hint. Because gun rights don't have very much to do with hunting, and they certainly don't have as much to do with protecting individual property and individual lives as they do with enabling the people. And all you have to do is go back and revisit the Declaration of Independence. It enables or recognizes the right of the people to set one form of government aside, if by force, and if the force is necessary to accomplish that, the people would need to be armed, and armed to the teeth, quite frankly. Now,
yeah, it really bothers me in Austin because there's big signs in the front of all the buildings and businesses that you frequent that if you're caught carrying a gun on the premises, it has like 10 years in prison, blah, blah, blah.
Well, now, are we talking private property or are we talking government property?
These are all private businesses that are referencing public law.
Well, the private business could technically have the right to tell you what you can bring on their property.
I agree, but there's a world of difference from a private property owner saying, you are forbidden to bring guns on my property, and the civil government, federal law or state law, forbids you to bring guns on my property.
And the people of the state of Texas are telling us that they're in favor of that? That they're allowing that to exist.
We just have to remember that I am living in a post George W. Bush Texas, mm-hmm. and the liberty erosion that has been occurring aggressively in the last 16 years is really shocking and appalling. And it's these big boy Republicans that, you know, get this kind of legislation put forward. Yeah. I can't even believe the stuff that I've been reading. It's frustrating. Anyway, Wesley Struckfine is on the line with us. We're going to cut away to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about TSA tyranny and what he's doing to end it in Austin. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. This is once again one of those places, Jerry and Wesley, where I feel bad for the listening audience that they miss out on our breaks. Wesley, we've already got callers stacking up, and if you guys want to call in and weigh in on what Wesley is doing, it's 1-800-313-9443, but we're not going to bring on callers until Wesley's had a thorough opportunity to present what he is doing to stop TSA tyranny. So, Wesley, if you just start out by introducing yourself to the audience, giving us some basic background, and then what you're doing right now, that would be great.
Sure. Yeah, my name is Wesley Strackbine, and I've been the Media Relations Director for Vision Forum Ministries for over a decade. I also served in a little bit in the legal field for the Homeschool Legal Defense in my early 20s, and so I have a background in communications as well as media, and have frankly not been engaged in politics, per se, at least not since my teen years. But back in November, when that now famous and notorious video of the guy, "Don't Touch My Junk," aired, and as I began to understand, I knew something was afoot in terms of TSA's plans, but I hadn't really focused in on the details. And when I began to grasp the egregious nature of the violations being committed under the color of law, violations of our basic Fourth Amendment rights to be secure in our persons against unreasonable search and seizure, and this was being committed in the name of safety, and that men, women, and children were having their naked bodies looked upon by these new scanners, as well as their private parts groped by petty Gestapo-like officers in the name of the law. I said, enough is enough, and I, along with a couple of other men, were compelled to get involved, and we founded a website called TSAtyranny.com, the goal of which is simply to educate the American people about the abuses, to advise them through relevant news articles, commentary videos, and really to mobilize liberty-loving Americans to defend their constitutional and sacred rights to be secure in their persons. And so that was the goal of the website, and we have highlighted a number of different battles taking place across the nation, different hot spots, like, for example, up in New Jersey, where some legislation has been introduced, very exciting a prospect, and actually the Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor, has come out and seemingly in support of that. So that's exciting. We also have a huge development in Austin, Texas, which we'll talk a little bit about, with the Airport Advisory Commission, the official body set aside to advise city council on policy, strongly urging the city council to oppose the bringing in of the scanners as well as forbidding the invasive pat-down. So we see some momentum in different pockets, but frankly, we also see a lot of apathy. Is after the few weeks in November, as the first shock began to wear off, people not thinking that we're turning into what's could be called Nazi Germany. Not that it's that extreme yet.
I think it is. we're okay with that term.
But not different in nature. Maybe different in degree, but not different in nature. That our constitutional rights, and even as we mentioned Nazi Germany, one of our Supreme Court justices actually presided over Nuremberg and gave a very famous speech. In fact, Alec Baldwin played his part in a Hollywood film, and he made a comment. He came back over after the Nuremberg trials a few years later in 1949, and talking about the right to be secure in our persons, he said, "These rights I protest are not mere second-class rights, but belong in the catalog of indispensable freedoms. Among deprivation of rights, none is so effective in cowing a population, in crushing the spirit of the individual, and putting terror in every heart. Uncontrolled search and seizure is one of the first and most effective weapons in the arsenal of an arbitrary government." This is our Supreme Court justice saying it's striking terror in the hearts. And in the name of protecting us from terrorists, we're being terrorized by our own government, and that's unacceptable. And so TSA Tyranny is seeking to fight that vociferously, and we invite others to join us and to get involved in their communities against this atrocious policy.
You know, one thing I find interesting, Leslie, is at this point, you know, we really are a very peaceful people in terms of the way Americans operate. The government is, you know, very lethal. Everything they do, whether it's collecting tax or pulling you over traffic-wise for a citation on the roads, everything is at the point of a gun. And very violent, very aggressive, and I think this TSA Tyranny is a perfect example of that, where you have small children being molested while their mom and dad are standing by telling them to be calm and let the TSA agent molest them. Essentially, you have these pornographic imagery taken of passengers, and they're horrible in terms of the cells of the body and interrupting cellular reproduction and cancer causing, and you know they're dangerous in addition to being pornographic, and all this violence against the populace by the civil government so that the constitutional restraints put on government they completely ignore violently. But we continue to try to engage with them on a peaceful level to ultimately with this idea that at the end of the day, everyone will respect the rule of law and ultimately the rule of natural law. Is that what you think will happen?
Oh, John Locke said it well, and this is actually on our website, where law ends, tyranny begins. And the point is, there is a foundational law that was recognized, that was enshrined in the Magna Carta back in 1215. In fact, you had the nobles who essentially put King John in the corner and said, "Sign the Magna Carta, King John, or be deposed, because the rights of Englishmen must be respected." And those rights, very significantly in the year 1760, the British passed a law in Parliament that gave it the rights, gave authority and power to customs officials to ransack through people's homes. And it was a general writ, as opposed to a specific writ of a warrant, so to speak. It was a general writ. And yeah, there were traitors to the British crown that existed that weren't paying their customs fees, but this outraged the colonists. And James Otis up in Boston gave a five-hour speech that actually a young John Adams would hear. And in fact, John Adams said that at that point, the fires of liberty were lit. But here's what Otis says about these general writs. In other words, not a specific incidents where you have probable cause, as the Fourth Amendment outlines, that you can get a warrant for probable cause. You had a situation where they were indiscriminately searching houses. Here's what Otis said in response to that. He says, it's an instrument of slavery on the one hand and villainy on the other. It appears to be the worst instrument of arbitrary power, most destructive of English liberty and the fundamental principles of law that was ever found in English law book. And he acknowledged that there were cases in his speech to fight crime that general warrants were in order, but he says that the writ being general is illegal. It is a power that places the liberty of every man in the hands of every petty officer. Well, if that doesn't sound like the TSA, I don't know what does. And this, now some look to Patrick Henry as giving liberty or giving a death speech, but other people, like John Adams, said, no, it was Otis even earlier than that, 5 years earlier, that responded against the writs of assistance, and that's what started the war for independence. And that's, in principle, exactly what's happening here. You have this general warrant, in other words, no specific incidents where you go to a judge and get a search warrant, but based on any suspicion that an officer has, or even with no suspicion, we're causing our rights to be violated by going through these scanners. But back to your question. Your question was, remind me what your question was. The general.
Well, we're asserting a peaceful solution under the presupposition that natural law will reign supreme in the end, and we are using peaceful solutions to fight against a tyrannical yes. civil government that is very violent.
Well, let me be very clear. I started out with Locke, and I lost my way getting back to your question here. When law ends, liberty begins. I'm someone who strongly believes in the rule of law, and God established in the Old Testament law, and there's always been laws, and the idea of lawlessness is wrong. But as was recognized in Scotland and England in the days leading up to our founding, that law must be king, not the king is the law, as was stated by John Adams and Samuel Rutherford, many others. So the law... it's not as if we can invent laws of our own accord. They're based, in, as the Founding Fathers said in the Declaration of Independence, we're endowed by a creator with certain inalienable rights. They're not rights that are created by the government. They're merely recognized by the government and must be protected. And so as far as being peaceful, yes, we have to be peaceful. But I also want to remind your listeners of a very important principle that's been recognized for centuries. And this is a doctrine that we must reclaim and understand. That's the doctrine of interposition, the doctrine that a lower magistrate, a lower official, can interpose against a higher magistrate. That's what happened at Runnymede in 1215 with the English nobles. That's what happened in 1320 with the Declaration of Arbroath with Robert the Bruce after the fight with Edward the Longshanks. That's what happened when Parliament, when Oliver Cromwell, actually they tried and beheaded Charles I of England. You say they beheaded a king? Yeah, they tried him under the law. And lower magistrates, and we actually see this in the Old Testament, where when King David, the famous king who wrote Psalms, came and all the elders of the land had him swear to a covenant. And we have covenant, we have a charter documents, the Constitution. We have a Constitution in Texas that also protects the rights to be safe and secure. And so then, if someone from Washington tramples upon the rights, it's the duty of our governors, of our elected officials, our city council, our sheriffs to say, you know what, if you come in and rape our wives, I'm not saying that's what's happening here, we're going to hold on and defend our rights as lower magistrates. So I'm not calling for an insurrection of a mass rabble of people to get up with their pitchforks. but to appeal to the lower magistrates to interpose on their behalf. And that is a long legal doctrine with a very rich tradition, and that's one that, that Christians and liberty-loving Americans should need to invest time in understanding, and ones that we need to urge, again, our local representatives to act on our behalf.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting that nobody seems to talk about anymore is no one's authority is organic to himself. Our authority as individuals, we have the right to our life, liberty, and property, and we don't have the ability to let go of those rights, which is why suicide is such a horrible thing. You cannot take your own life. The authority of that right for granting it is not organic to ourselves. It comes from God. But on the same level, the right of a government is not rooted in God. It is rooted in the people. We are the authority structure in a republican form of government. And that's why the representational aspect of the civil government that we have chosen to construct in order to protect our rights, it's so necessary to understand where the authority is derived and why, to me, the elitist anarchy that is existing where the civil government imagines it is the Messiah, this messianic statism where it is for the legislator, it is for the civil government to shape and mold the people and will them to be what the civil government has decided we are to be. Sometimes I hear we're not moral enough for freedom, as if the angel Gabriel is sitting up there in Washington and is going to shape and mold us in the image of God. So I think that's something very important as we're trying to peacefully rein in a violent, out of control tyrant. We have to remind one another where their authority stems from and where the authority needs to be withdrawn.
Well, now that you guys have set the foundation, philosophical and otherwise, I'm wondering if we can't get Wesley to move to the tactical considerations. Tell us what he's doing there on the ground in Austin.
Yes.
So that others listening might be able to take those tactics and employ them where they're at.
Well, what's happening in Austin is very exciting. We have a unique opportunity. And by the way, you mentioned other people. This opportunity, I think, can be replicated if we have a vocal constituents in the respective cities around America. But what's happening here is that there have been groups and people that are rising up to oppose the tyranny of the TSA, and we have lobbied the Airport Advisory Commission, which is the official commission, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, tasked by the city council to advise them on policy. City council's got 1,000 things to deal with, so what they do is they set up these little commissions to the Environmental Commission, the Airport Advisory Commission. In this case, the Airport Advisory Commission, in a unanimous vote on December the 14th, just a few weeks ago, advised City Council, and I'm going to just read you from that quote. There's a lot of whereases, but the resolution at the end says, "Be it resolved that the Austin Airport Advisory Commission recommends the City Council oppose the installation of AIT, that's the Advanced Imaging Technology, the naked body scanners, at ABIA, that's the Austin-Bergstrom International Airport, and further opposed the practice of invasive body searching and encouraged the City Council to inform the TSA and state and federal delegations of such opposition." So you have a body, a commission, advising the council, and so a number of us went this last Thursday and testified before City Council and encouraged them to do just in fact what their commission urged them to do. And so we're urging all Austinites and those in the surrounding area that frequent and use Austin-Bergstrom International Airport to contact City Council, to pick up the phone, and to get on your email, whichever you prefer or both, and let your voice be heard. And you can go to keepaustinfree.org, and it has all the information there, including this resolution that I quoted from. It has details of the phone numbers and the emails of the Austin City Council. Has a video that you can pass along to your friends about this effort, and we encourage you to get involved. Do not stand idly by apathetic as tyrants take away our freedoms. We have a voice to speak, and we have a duty to speak, and so I'd encourage your listeners in the area to do that. And moreover, those in other cities, you know, I can't be everywhere at once, but we have a website to equip you with information. Begin to take action and begin to engage with your city council members. That's one thing you can do. in this important battle for our freedoms.
You know, it's just not restricted to people in Austin or people who use the Austin airport, because this is a victory for all Americans, and it encourages all Americans when they see how local government and the local people reign in their local government. So this is something, no matter where you live, to email, to phone in to the Austin City Council and urge them to keep out these body scanners and stop the invasive body searching. This is something everybody who listens to Freedom Frenzy can help out with.
And I think for those who are out of town, how I would encourage them to voice, it says, we see you as a potential beachhead and a safe haven for liberty. Two thumbs up. You know, you want to express your disgruntlement with a problem, but also say you can set a standard to which the wise and honest can repair. That's a great message to send.
Hey, Wesley, we're going to have to cut away to sell some stuff here. If you would, please stay with us, because I've got a couple of other questions that I wanted to throw at you. Folks, this is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
All right, friends, we're back. Thank you for being patient. We're talking with Wesley Stackbine. And, Wesley, I didn't write down the name of your organization. Would you give that again, please?
It's TSATyranny.com. Very simple.
Do you know of any complementary or similar operations going on in any other metropolitan airport areas?
As far as resistance, well, there's in Orlando, there is movement in other cities taking place. In Orlando, what they're seeking to do there, or at least exploring the option, is to do away with TSA agents and have a private firm come in and engage in the policy of the TSA, to me that's not a victory, because you're still using the naked body scanners and you're still potentially groping people in a sexually violative way. So I don't see that as a blueprint for victory. There have been some other local council members.
Non-governmental groping.
So, but you still must abide by our invasive policies. That doesn't equal victory. Now, in New York City, of all places, David Greenfield, who's in the New York City Council there, he made the comment in the New York Post saying that we've turned TSA agents into peeping Toms, and this must be stopped. Also, in Colorado Springs, there is a city council member that has become very vocal. So, yes, actually, ironically, it's on the city council level across the nation. There seems to be the most traction. Now, that being said, as I mentioned, there's legislation being introduced in New Jersey, and there are other states following suit, and your listeners should expect to hear about some efforts in Texas toward that end as well. So, yeah, we want to fight this on all fronts. And there's also lawsuits taking place suing the TSA in the courts by men like John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. So it's a multi-pronged battle. There's lots of fronts one might engage on, but I would encourage your listeners to get involved locally in their local city and municipalities, and that's where I think they can have the greatest impact and their voice can be heard.
Do you think that there's enough pressure already being brought to bear that it would show up in changes of attitude and practices in the various airports around the country?
That's a good question. I'm concerned that there is too much apathy, to be candid with you. There are pockets of people, and it's always a dedicated minority, whether for good or for evil, that I believe wins the day. And if we can have a dedicated vocal minority, I do think we can see this, we can beat this issue. But it's going to take people with resolve and to get up off their couches and at least pick up their computer or do something for us to win. And so I would encourage your listeners, notwithstanding the fact that Thanksgiving and Christmas is gone and the hubbub that was in the media has dissipated, we cannot sit idly by. We must get involved. So, yeah, I'm concerned, but I think if we get vocal and we get active, we can see some wins. And what would be exciting to happen is have wins in a couple cities like Austin, and that's President Obama's got enough issues to deal with, and that would be a PR nightmare. And I think that just as we see in the Bible, there's a story I love to tell where Saul's army is sitting there with their twiddling their thumbs, and Saul's oldest son Jonathan takes an armor bearer and engages some Philistines and kills several of them. And just that act alone inspires the whole army to fight the Philistines. It's also the story of David, of course. His close friend does the same thing. And one man or one woman or one family or one community with courage could inspire thousands and even millions. And so that's why I'm encouraged to see what's happening in Austin as well as in New Jersey. So let's stand by those who are fighting, and let's give our voice to the battle as well.
The basis for that previous question, Wesley, comes from this. This past weekend, because my youngest daughter is scheduled for some surgery, I took my wife to the Atlanta airport, and I took her down there, and I got her there an hour earlier than the normal TSA falderal would have required her to be there. And when we come back from this break, I'll pick this story up and tell everyone about what went on. We'll be right back.
The next